to God. This parable is told in the Gospels in multiple ways. So we know it was a favorite of Jesus's, and Matthew tells it to us in a very particular way. As he begins this parable, we hear about the sower, the seeds, and the soil. Sometimes I think as we listen to this parable, we think we're the sower, or we think we're the seeds. But in Matthew's telling, we are the soil. So I had to think about this sower, this God of ours. Did you hear where he took that, where he broadcasted that seed? Now, many of you buy seed. I know it, because you farm. You know the cost of seed. Our God, this sower, just liberally throws it wherever. He throws it on paths where he knows, doesn't he, that it won't grow anything. He throws it on rocky ground, sort of like where they cast the seed on our ground out here, trying to grow new grass. And then in places where there are thorns and weeds already, why would he throw seed there? And then on the good soil, well, we know why he sows it on the good soil, but why those other places? But remember, this is about God and God's abundant grace. Grace doesn't discriminate. Grace is that which goes out all over the world. God has such faith that every terrain, every bit of soil has the potential to be good soil. Haven't you ever been along those walk paths where things are growing up in between? How many of you have Roundup to kill what's growing up in that beaten path or that cemented path or that asphalted path? That's what Roundup's for, isn't it? So even hardened surfaces can produce fruit. Or those rocky places. Have you ever been hiking and seen the beautiful wildflowers in the midst of this rocky, rough terrain? Or the desert in the midst of the spring blooming season, when we don't even imagine a rocky terrain could produce anything? Or those places of thorns and weeds. And have you ever weeded a space and then found one of those precious flowers in the middle of it, still growing, still blooming, still wonderful? And we know what happens in good soil. But God, the God who loves us, doesn't care what the soil looks like. His seed, his word, he throws it liberally out there. He throws grace out into the world to cast its net, to lure us in, to bring us redemption. And as Jesus reminds us, the seed is God's word. And we know God's word best as this word, this written word, this thing we call the Holy Bible. It's a powerful word. There was a movie just a little while ago, maybe a long time ago, called The Never Ending Story. It was a movie about a book and a boy named Bastian. And Bastian was bullied. And one day when he was being bullied, he ran into this bookstore, and there was this old bookseller with books all around him and a special book sitting on the table just in front of him. And Bastian says, "I have books." And he goes, "Comic books don't do anything." And Bastian says, "I don't have comic books. I have hundreds of books. I have Tom Sawyer and Huck Finn." And he starts to name what we now call the classics. He says, "But this book, my son, is very different." He said, "When you step into a book, have you ever read a book and become the pirate? Have you ever read the book and become the hero? Have you ever read the book and become the damsel in distress? And when the book is done, you're back being who you are. Your imagination has been in the midst of the story, and when the story's over, you're back being who you are." He says to Bastian, "But this book is dangerous. If you open this book, you will be changed forever. And the title of the book in the movie was The Never Ending Story. But let's think about this as brothers and sisters of Christ. When we open this book, the Holy Bible, God's Word, the biggest seed that goes into our lives, we are changed forever. It is the story of the kingdom of God. It is a story, God's Word is about who God is, about God's love and grace and mercy. It is a story of healing. It's a story of conflict. We heard, as we're going to hear all summer long, the amazing conflict in the family of Abraham. But it is a story of God's love for the world that he created. It is a story, the Word is the God made flesh called Jesus Christ, who walked and talked so that we would know how to be disciples. But we're the soil in this story. We're not the sower. We're not the seed. We're the soil. And Jesus talks about the various types of Christians or various types of soil or people there are in the world. There are those who hear God's word, don't understand it, and then it disappears. Then there are those who immediately receive it and they get so, have you ever found those Christians who get so excited in worship? They can't wait to come to worship and they step out the door and forget why they were excited. Or because they come every day and they're excited and this is really wonderful and they go outside the world and proclaim Christ, find obstacles and stop. Or we come in because life is troubling and we know that Christ will hear our call. Christ, the great physician, will heal us. So we come because we need healing. We get healed and we leave. Rocky soil. And then there are those who have thorny lives. Do you have a thorny life? A whole lot of life around you? And that sometimes you make the choice for the life around you, for the things of the world, rather than the things of Christ. And then there are those of us who have good soil, who hear God's word, hear that call to be transforming agents in the world, hear that call to hold seed, because that's all the soil does, doesn't it? It holds the seed so that the seed can root and it can grow and it can be fruitful. That we don't own anything. We're not the fruit. We're not the plant. We're the soil that provides the environment for God's word to grow and blossom and change to happen in our community. So, which soil are we? I had some trouble with that understanding of being soil because soil doesn't do anything. Does it? I'm used to doing things, and soil doesn't do anything. Then I thought, well, can soil be changed? Can the path become good soil? Could the rocky path, after much sifting of the rocks, become good soil? And if it's anything like my garden, when I grew up, we were sifting rocks a lot, seemed every season. Can we get the weeds out and have good soil? Can soil be changed? Who changes it? God. God through God's grace. God can bring in the tiller. God can bring in the sledgehammer if he needs to break up that path. God is the one that transforms whatever soil it is into good soil through God's grace. If we are willing to be open to receive that grace upon our lives. And then I thought, what if it's not just about us? What if this is about the church? Because sometimes God's word is a new word. And what if the church is one of those beaten path churches? That we have this pattern of life that is ours, and we keep it, and we maintain it, And a new word comes and we can't hear it because the word we have has brought us great comfort, great joy, great fruit. But that's the word we know, and the new word just we don't understand. And God's new word goes away. And we just are the path that we were. And maybe that path will eventually have the weeds and the rocks and be unused. Or maybe as a church, we are that rocky path, that church that has human beings in it that sometimes have conflict and sometimes not. And when people come in to us, they think, I don't want to be here. I don't want to be here. This is a pretty rocky place. Or as the conflict comes in because we don't seem to have the funds to do this particular ministry, it becomes too hard. And maybe we don't want to go along that new path because the new path has what we see as obstacles rather than opportunities. And we fall away from God's new call upon us. Or maybe we get choked by the church work. We're doing the church work instead of the work of the church. We get so busy doing the church work that we have done year after year after year. And it seems we have that new pastor who keeps giving more church work to us. And so we add on to the church work that we forget this new word is about the work of the church being transforming agents in the world. Or maybe we're good soil. Maybe we are good soil, ripe to receive this new word God has for us, this promise, this vision God has for us in our future and for the future of our community, and that we're willing to hold that word in all of its responsibilities so that it can bear fruit, that we're willing to deal with the obstacles of maybe drought sometimes or floods sometimes or just big heavy winds or disagreements, or we'll work through it all because God's word is the word that brings life, and we're willing to step into that new word and be the soil that holds it, and it bears great fruit. Because brothers and sisters, the seed is God's. It's God's word. The one who brings power to that seed is God. We are the soil. We are called simply to be faithful soil, to be dirt for God, so that God's new seeds can be planted amongst us. And they don't have to be neat rows, because if you think about it, even within our own hearts and within our own church body, we have those places that are well paved. We have those places that are kind of rocky. We have those places that are kind of thorny, and we have good soil. And in the midst of that mix, God's grace and beauty moves and can produce great fruit. So this morning, the question for you and for me is, what is the condition of our soil? In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Our